World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning here. It's the third day of September 2026. The Lord's not making another one. I want to thank every one of you who joined me here this morning. I was up early, man. I was up early. Sometimes, you know, sometimes I think, hey, yeah, Vinny, happy birthday, Vinny. Happy birthday, Vinny. You know, sometimes I'm 73 years old, as they used to say when you were little. Going on 74, as if you can skip a year, right? I'm 73 years old, 73 and a half. And I get up every day and I think, Lord, what is it? What is it you'd have me to do? You've given me 73 years, 73 and a half. Am I just supposed to coast out from here? What if I just stopped doing Coach Dave Live and went fishing and swimming and boating and played golf every day? What if I just said, "Ah, hell with it. No, no big deal. Jesus is coming. The rapture's coming. I'm out of here, man. I'm out of here." I could do that, you know. But I can't do that. It's not an ego thing. I don't get up in the morning and pat myself on the chest and say, "Boy, I'm Coach Dave, and I'm live." If you think that about me, I don't even know what they'll tell you. Easiest thing for me, I could be doing a lot of fun things. This has become my life. It's an obsession. I mean, no. It's a calling. It's calling. And most of you are going to find out in your life, once you get into your calling, it's not really a burden. It's not really a burden. Oh, I've been doing it a long time, and it does dominate a lot of my life, but we've had a lot of impact here, folks, a lot of impact. And I just want to thank all of you for hanging in there with us and spreading it. And I mean, it is what it is, right? If your eyes are open, they're open. You can't not see, just can't not see. And, you know, we're working really hard on, I'm all over the place today. I promise you before I get going here, okay? I want to tip my cap to Steve Deck. God bless Steve Deck. I finally got somebody locals to set up our trip to New York. I showed you what hotels were yesterday, $500 a night. And Steve Deck's on the scene, and he's found us some reasonable hotels out there. And we have a van full of people. Numbers are probably 10 of us going to travel out there. And thank God it's $130 a night at a hotel rather than $500 a night. I didn't know what we're going to do. But still, I just want to make an appeal to all of you out there. Help support us, will you? This trip's probably going to be, I'm guessing, a couple thousand dollars. Now, I'm not going to say who went. You know who you are. Had somebody chip in $500 yesterday and appreciate it. And we're going to spend every cent of it. We're going to need every cent of it. And this, folks, the burden would be so light if you just give us $20. Just go online. Spencer, click on that. I think I showed where they can do that. Donate. Just give us $20. Come on, man. Come on. If 100 of you gave us $20, that'd be $2,000, and it would help take. Look, we're not worried about money. Just be part of it. That's all we'd ask you to do. And we're excited, and we're still making plans, and the crowd's growing. And look. Is it safe? I don't know. I could stay home and have a heart attack out mowing my yard. Life isn't safe. At what point did we start measuring stuff as to whether or not life was safe? So again, right there's a link. Maybe you can put it in the chat. Give us $10 or $20, will you? It'll do my heart good. A guy, as I said, a guy gave $500 yesterday, and I had another guy give $250. Somebody could give $10. I'm not going to say more about it. Come in, you guys. Somebody come in here every day. Every day. We don't charge anything. We don't make you tithe. Help us out, man. We got a group of us that are going to war. I'm going to start with Coach, this right now. Yes, yes.
Coach, this is JR. We're going to have Osama Dakdat on our program Saturday morning at 11 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Lastcallradio.live to right. promote the trip.
Good. Appreciate it. He's going to, I connected Dakdat with Pastor Manning. That's a great connection. It's going to be part of the event there. And Saturday at 10 o'clock, right, JR?
Well, he'll be on at 11.
He'll be on at 11. Usama yeah. Dakdat. I've known him. You know, it's funny as you look back over your life, the connections the Lord makes for you, and you don't even realize it. And then all of a sudden, 10 years later, you reconnect with the guy and say, wow. That's because according to Psalm 37:23, the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. He delights in our way. So we're gone, and am I apprehensive about it? Well, hell yes. Hell yes. I'm apprehensive. If I don't go, who will? If I don't stand up for the Lord now, if I don't stand up for my children and grandchildren now, who will? Who will? Who will? So, amen. Now, let me get beyond that. This is really, really good, okay? I got some stuff I want to throw at you. Hang on, though, with me, right? Two things I want to show here. Just bear with me. Got some good stuff. Pull up Chad Prather on why we must go. Folks, now look, I'm not talking about to New York. We're gone. Van full of us, 15-passenger van. But why we must go? No, hey, not New York. Not New York. Well, you got to go to a school board meeting. Well, why we got to go? Go ahead, go and play that. Why we must go?
Listen to every word of this.
I just got done listening to Ilhan Omar talk about how horrible and terrible and dirty and everything else that this country is. Denigrating this country, denigrating half the people in it. This country has been very kind, benevolent, and gracious to her and countless others. We gave her asylum. We gave her a place to live. We gave her an education. We gave her a pathway to become a sitting United States congressman. But to me, it goes deeper than that. See, I'm an Iraq and Afghanistan veteran. I was 22 years old when those planes flew into those buildings, and me and thousands of other young men across this country answered the call to go over there and combat this evil that was on our shores, that had finally hit us. And what we were told over and over again is that we go over there and we fight them over there, we will not have to fight them here. And now here we
Amen.
Are. We're retired. We're out. We're ready to start pursuing a life of our own. And what does this country do to that enemy that we went over there and we fought to keep over there because that's what we were told? We kissed our families goodbye. I watched my wife cry while I got on that bus to go to the airport or go to the airfield. I watched my son cry because he didn't know if or when he was going to see me again. And then I come home. I've been retired for 8 years. And I come home and what are we seeing? We're seeing entire communities being taken over by the very people that we fought to keep off of our shores. Dearborn Amen. Mission is completely freaking taken over. Now we have mosques in Minnesota, Texas, Missouri, all over the country. All over the country promoting Sharia law. Do we really have to tell people that Sharia law is incompatible with the United States Constitution? We were told that if we fought them over there, we would not have to fight them here. But what do we have? What did you do? You elected it mayor of New York. You gave it Senate seats in Minnesota. Now I want you to turn around. I want you to find an Iraq and Afghanistan veteran somewhere around you. And I want you to look them in the eye and tell them why they should not feel betrayed. Do it. I dare you.
Listen to it.
Amen on that one. Hey, Vinny, boom it on your birthday, will you, Vinny? Give us a boom on your birthday, huh? I got more coming. You sit right there. You sit right down. I came across this today. We're so damn cowardly. Soldiers on the beach. Play that up for me, Spencer, if you could, real quickly. Soldiers on the beach. We forget, don't we? Hang on. It's probably some Vietnam veterans out there watching. Probably some Gulf War veterans out there watching, huh? Yeah. Yeah. I don't know who this old boy is. He's a pastor standing in his pulpit. Go ahead.
I'm going to throw 150,000 soldiers at the beaches. And the most conservative estimate was that two-thirds of them would die. They have 5,000 ships, 50,000 vehicles, 11,000 aircraft. They thought 20,000 soldiers will die within the first hour. And this is the man who has the authority to make the call. Eisenhower is walking among the soldiers who are about to race to the beaches. And he said, "Where are you boys from?" They're calling out the states. "Are you ready to see God? Are you ready to meet Jesus?" Eisenhower turned to his commanders and said, "Have you followed my orders that we have all of the chaplains here trying to get all of these men witnessed to? I don't want to send them to a Christless eternity." And then he turned to his head chaplain. He said, "How many have trusted Christ?" "Less than half, General." He said, "Work till the final bell." Eisenhower turned around and went back to his private car that was there, and he started to sob uncontrollably. And he said, "You can't imagine what it's like to know you're sending young men, most of them 18 or less, into a Christless eternity." And he said, "The problem is no one cared to get to them ahead of this." He said, "I'm trying to fix what should have been fixed before they ever got here. And now it's time for them to go, and I'll never be the same." That invasion was one of the most successful in military history, but the number of young men who died was huge. And when they said, "What did you mean it should have been fixed before they were here?" He said, "Where were the churches? Where were the pastors? How did they get here not knowing Christ?" He told everybody how his mother led him to Christ. Somebody wasn't used. And I don't know who's right here, but it's not you that's the key. It's God who's the key. And God wants to use you to do the impossible. I'm willing to be burdened. I'm willing to carry a distress in my heart to reach people for Christ. And I'm willing to put it all on the line. They were going to throw 100.
Amen, huh? Gulf War. Remember the Gulf War? Remember that? Remember that? We were going to stop those Muslims then. Hey, Spencer, another one. I got just a few clips. I'm trying to emotionally touch you this morning. I don't know if you've picked up on that. Pull up says Matt Walsh. Matt Walsh. I think that's what it says, Spencer. I mean, yeah.
This was an incident that unfolded.
Go ahead.
This was an incident that unfolded in Times Square. An obese woman stabbed someone to death, then threatened to stab the NYPD officers who were gathered on the sidewalk to confront her. You'll note that most of the officers are standing around with their hands in their pockets, which is obviously a very tactical posture. As the woman charged at the officers, she was shot by one of the few officers who was paying attention to what was going on, and she died shortly afterwards. Now, let's say that instead of getting shot to death, this woman survived and was put on trial. Well, what exactly is the argument for sending her to prison? If you're a Lindsey Clancy supporter, why not send her to a mental hospital for a few months and then release her back on the streets? If you're going to let Clancy walk because of postpartum psychosis, who's to say that this obese woman wasn't suffering some kind of psychosis as well? Maybe her hormones were out of whack. Who knows? Maybe she had a child at some point in the last 5 years. Clearly, she wasn't acting like a sane person. So how can we hold her responsible for stabbing random people to death and trying to decapitate a few police officers? These are not rhetorical questions. I mean, these are precisely the kinds of obvious problems you run into when you start pretending people have no agency or responsibility. Every single killer who's ever lived has had various biological factors you could point to as an explanation for what they did. Maybe they were impulsive by nature, thanks to their genetics. Maybe they had an unexpected surge of testosterone that made them more violent. Maybe they were irritable because they had low blood sugar. Maybe they're simply too dumb to understand the consequences of their actions due to a lack of brain cells. This was an
Huh? They got the snowball rolling, baby. Huh? If you can blame drugs, you can blame whatever. Ain't nobody accountable for their actions anymore. Ain't nobody accountable for him. The devil made me do it. Isn't that what Flip Wilson said? The devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. Yeah, he did. He did. All right. Because at the heart of everything we're dealing with, folks, is spiritual. It's all spiritual. I'm gonna switch gears on you a little bit here if I can, real quickly. Pull up number six. Pull up number six. Hey, friends. The devil has a team. and the team is active. The devil's team isn't just sitting in the stands, in the pews. They're active. They're organized. While Christians withdraw and hide inside our stained glass fortresses, the devil's team is out to take over the world. Why? Because the world belongs to Christ. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And the devil wants nothing more than to steal what it belongs to the Lord. And the obligation of us, me, you, all of us, is what? To stand up and push back against the forces of darkness. That's what we're supposed to do. What we're supposed to do. And ask yourself this right now. Could I get elected to public office? Can you imagine what they would do? See, I could get elected to public office if all the Christians voted for me. But hell, they wouldn't even do that. Why wouldn't they do that? Because they've been dumbed down and programmed, separation of church and state, and we're not supposed to get involved with the politics, and Coach Dave's too radical, and Coach Dave hates homosexuals, and Coach Dave hates them. You understand? Do you understand how they, one by one, like keys on a piano, picking us off one by one, by one, by one, by one, by one, to then we go to the polling place, and we find out that there's a divide. Half of the Christians vote for this guy, and half of the Christians vote for this guy, and the devil's laughing all the way, to just laughing, 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 laughing. People wonder whether Donald Trump is a Christian. Here's what I'd ask you. Does it matter? Does it matter? How about this? Are our pastors Christian? Huh? Well, you want a king? You know why Trump's effective? Because he's aggressive. He's aggressive. Christians are passive. Our pastors are passive. So they say, well, Trump's out of control. Well, hell yeah, why not? The devil's out of control. Are the pastors going to reel in Donald Trump? No, no. Why? Because they're on the rapture. They're in line at the rapture bus. They hope it gets better, but they don't really care because they're about to get out of here. And all those other people don't know Jesus. Well, golly, they should have come to our church. They should have come in our church. But coach, what about all those kids at school that don't know anything about Jesus? We'll put our kids in private education. We won't worry about them. Folks, we're sick. American Christians are sick. We're sick. The theology they have fed us is anti-biblical. Jesus said, go ye where? Where did he say to go? Into all the world. Do we? No, we go into our churches. We hide from the world. And we huddle together and say, oh, good, the rapture's coming, and we'll all be out of here, and all those other people. You know I'm telling you the truth. You know I'm telling you the truth. That's why I love Dale Sosian, Operation Save America, and those guys who were out on the streets. That's why I love Betty growing a little bit of hair and going out and standing up out on the streets. That's where we're supposed to go. We're not supposed to go inside our stained glass fortresses and hide from the devil. And what's happening is we look around, the church has no influence. Absolutely doesn't want any influence. Doesn't want. Ray's doing the best he can up there. Hey, Ray, the other churches hate you, don't you? The other churches hate you. Because Ray, if you would happen to turn it around, there won't be any rapture then. We're sick. I'm telling you, we're sick. We're sick. We're living out pre-written history. Pull up number 6. Oh, I'm feeling it today. Lisa Haven. Do you guys know Lisa Haven? Lisa Haven. I want you to play about the first, what did I say, Spencer? 1.5 speed, 5 minutes. Lisa Haven is going to name names of those who have been compromised and infiltrated. Go ahead.
Catholic Archbishop and a former apostolic nuncio has just dropped a bombshell regarding infiltration in the Western world. And it is literally going to give you guys chills to the very core. On top of that, J.D. Vance went on an interview and dropped some rather chilling details about the supernatural and the spiritual realm that I think you guys need to hear, especially in light of everything that is going on in the upper ranks of our government. I've got a lot to share with you in today's broadcast, but as a quick reminder, please make sure you're subbed to the channel and make sure you have that all bell button checked. Otherwise, you're not going to get notified. And please comment and like the video. But with that, let's start with this eerie bombshell from a Catholic archbishop. And in this bombshell, he literally talks about infiltration of the Western worlds, and he actually names names. Now, I found this on X on a deep leak, so I'm not too familiar with the account there. But here's the video of his warning to the West. And I'm going to put the CCs on the bottom, so because he's kind of hard to understand a little bit. But take a watch of what he says here.
A dangerous subversive elite has managed to infiltrate the highest levels of Western institutions.
Freeze it. Hey, Spencer, slow this down because he has a little bit of an accent and it's hard to follow, although they're giving you the words underneath. Slow him down. This is Archbishop, what's his name? Anyway, here we go.
With the account there. But here's the video of his warning to the West. And I'm going to take a watch of what he says here.
A dangerous subversive elite has managed to infiltrate the highest levels of Western institutions and governments to implement the criminal plan of the Agenda 2030. In many self-proclaimed democratic states, the voices denouncing this global coup are being silenced through censorship, intimidation, psychiatrization, and even arrest.
And by the way, you guys know if you've been watching my channel for some time, these are tactics that have been going on for some time. And I've always warned about Agenda 2030 and so on. But take a listen, he expands.
Among the victims of the totalitarian regime quietly establishing itself in Europe, Canada, Australia, and other vassal nations of the United Nations, NATO, World Health Organization, and World Economic Forum, all private entity funded by the same powers, is lawyer Rainer Fulmisch, unjustly imprisoned and still awaiting for a fair trial. His crime is having dared to speak the truth in a world of criminal lies.
Okay, so here he is calling out the same institutions that I've called out on my channel for a very long time. The United Nations, the World Economic Forum, the UN, in which the United States has dealings in these countries. And he goes on to talk about this guy, and this is Dr. Rainer Fulmisch, and he's accused, I believe, of embezzlement, and he was extradited and detained and arrested in Mexico and then deported to Germany. But this is him right here, and that's who he's talking about, saying, you know, there's something that doesn't add up with his entire speech. But he goes on and he expands even further.
I call on Catholics and all people of goodwill to raise their voices in defense of those persecuted by the globalist regime. It is not Attorney Fulmisch who should be in prison, but those who committed the greatest crime ever against humanity. Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, George Soros, Ursula von der Leyen, Albert Bourla, and all their accomplices and emissaries, especially those in institutional positions. Free Rainer Fulmisch.
All right. So he goes on to name the key.
So there you go. There you go. The new world order is real. It's real. Okay. Now look, I'm going to switch gears on you real quickly because I think it's important for us to understand. Go if you could. Okay. Big switch. Hang on. Tighten your belt. Go to number three. Go to number three. I just Googled flood pictures. By the way, these aren't the same place. This is going on Bangladesh, Philippines, Texas, West and Central, wherever. hurricane flooding, nature's fury, flood pictures. It's going on everywhere. Unbelievable natural disasters in Australia, South Asia. It's happening right now. It's going on right now, friends. Right now. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Flooded my basement. So what's going on, Coach? I don't know what's going on. But I want you to see something here before we go much further, okay? Go to number one. Bear with me. I'll get you in here in a second. Go to number one, Spence. You guys know who Dane Whittington is? Earth is heading for a cascading collapse. Dane Whittington is predicting the summer of hell. Things are looking worse for life on the planet. By the way, think about all the water that they want for those sinners. He's calling it a summer for hell. Just look at the severe drought in Western U.S., flash flooding in Nepal, unusually large earthquakes around the world, wildfires that torch more than 3.5 million acres. Dane says, we have talked about this over the years, and as the walls close in, we are now at a very accelerated part of what should be termed as a cascading collapse, environmentally speaking. Okay, hang on. Spence, play the, go to the next one. I'm sorry. Yeah, play this. Just 5 minutes of it. And then I want to put it in the chat because I'm going somewhere this morning, okay? Just 5 minutes of this. Earth is heading. The judgment of God on America, on the world. But see, we know this. The Bible says he won't do it by water again. He won't do it by water again. But I've been saying for a couple weeks, water is a representation of the Holy Spirit. There's a flood, man. There's a flood everywhere you look. And unfortunately, in this situation, the Holy Spirit, represented by water, is doing some serious damage, isn't it? Around the world, literally, around the world. Just play about 5 minutes of this. You can put it at 1.5 speed. I'm going somewhere. Stay with me. Go ahead.
I'm Greg Hunter. Welcome to USAWatchdog.com. No matter what the problems are out there, the problems going on with planet Earth are unbelievable with the planetary alignments, the harmonic adjustments, the earthquakes, the volcanoes. And to talk about it, I'm having the guy that's been running geoengineeringwatch.org, a cornucopia, a verifiable library of Congress of all the crazy stuff they're doing to planet Earth. It's Dane Whittington. Dane Whittington, thanks for joining us today on USA Watchdog.
Always glad to join you, brother.
Stop a minute. Pause that right there. I want you to go right now to number, how's that it? The dimming. Go to number four real quick. We're going to come back here. Stay here. Number four. Scroll down. Play that. Just real quick. I know this. I want you to see the pictures. Forward. I want you to see, folks, what they're doing to the clouds. There you are.
Was deployed immediately after World War II, so testing was absolutely ongoing. Clearly, these bombers were used for beta testing. Film footage proves it. Weather was a weapon used.
Okay, go back. Now go back to the interview. Hey, chemtrails are real. Go ahead.
Huge help in this fight over many, many years now, and now it's coming to a head. Everything that we've talked about during those years as the walls close in is now manifesting, and we're in a very accelerated part of what should be termed cascading collapse, environmentally speaking. Climate engineering is further fueling all of it, not mitigating it, further fueling it.
Climate engineering.
Is planet Earth under attack?
Well, that's the only thing you can call it. I mean, that the intentional intervention in the planet's life support systems can only be considered a form of warfare.
Intentional intervention. Go ahead.
And the atmosphere right now, in addition to being used as an experimental physics lab for the powers around the world that do whatever they want because they can. It's also a battlefield that's increasing in severity because the former intergovernmental collusion and cooperation on the climate engineering issue, because of the cross-border ramifications, and those aren't my terms. That's from a congressional document from 1978 outlining the scope and scale of these programs back that far. But they refer to the intergovernmental cooperation between otherwise adversarial nations because of the cross-border ramifications. You can't just geoengineer over your own country without affecting the whole world's weather systems. But now, Greg, as there's not enough to go around, as we see infighting between the various power structure cartels around the world, same thing is starting to occur in the atmosphere. It's just becoming an increasingly large battlefield with opposing interests. And we will all soon pay the price if our atmosphere, which again, a reminder, is mathematically as thin as the skin on an apple, as thin as a layer of paint on a basketball. That's what allows us to live here. We're treating it with total contempt. If that continues, we won't be here much longer.
Let's go on to the water, which I find this should be alarming to anybody. This is Steve Quayle talks about this. It's 40 million people that get fed by the Colorado River, Lake Mead, Lake Powell, all that. And they have this. They're announcing water cuts on the Colorado River. Let me just go full screen with you, which is, this is Arizona, California, Nevada, Phoenix, and Tucson, which I used to live in Tucson, are going to get severely cut along with California and Nevada. This is unbelievable, and this is like a big yawn. So they're going to fix this by cutting water usage? I mean, is that going to fix it? Is that going to get
it? Okay, stop that. Put it in the chat. Watch the rest of it. Put it in the chat. Pull up number two, Earth heading for a cascading collapse. It's probably the same thing. But I want to be able to – it is, but I want to be able to read what he said. Go back to the other one so I can read what he said. And Planet Earth under attack, Whittington says the only thing you can call it intentional intervention in the planet's life support system can only be considered a form of warfare. Most all of the countries on Earth befriend or are working quietly together. Whittington said documents from 1978 outline the scope and scale of these programs back that far. We refer to the intergovernmental cooperation between otherwise adversarial nations because of cross-border ramifications. You can't just geoengineer over your own country without affecting the world's weather system. Now there's not enough to go around, and as we see, infighting with power structures, cartels around the world. The atmosphere, mathematically speaking, is as thin as the skin on people. We're treating it with total contempt. If that continues, we won't be here much longer. Oh, good, the rapture's coming. Climate engineering, without question, is the single largest causal factor that is blocking precipitation in the West. High pressure domes, heat domes, we never heard of them 20 or 30 years ago. That's all that we hear now. That is the signature of ionospheric heater induced. This allows them to steer the jet stream, keeping some areas cooler and wetter and other areas to bake and burn. Folks, this ain't happening by accident. Spencer, I don't know where it is. I put it here somewhere. I don't know where it is. Spencer, Google chemtrails. Just Google chemtrails. Picture of it. Hey, folks, what the hell is that? What is that? Then we got idiots who text me and say, that's just contrails. It's weather manipulation. Right in front of us. Chemtrails. You go out there today, look up in the sky, they're probably up there. Why? And you know what else is going on? Oh, my goodness. The nanoparticles, I don't even know what they mean, remain in the sky. Metal. So they can, they can control the weather. Manipulation. By heating certain areas and causing storms to form. We don't want to believe this, right? You think I'm crazy? Look at them. Look at the chemtrails. Look at them. Oh, they're just contrails, Coach. They're just contrails. Yeah. I see George going to come in here. I'll get him going. He'll never shut up. Hang on. One more thing. Oh, by the way, pull up number four real quick and then put it in the chat. Entire video called The Dimming, Geoengineering Watch, the documentary. It's almost 2 hours long. Click on that right there. Boom.
Over folks. Vietnam.
Put that in the chat. explains exactly what's going on with the cloud seeding. This is geoengineering. Watch. Put it in the chat. Okay, one more thing. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? Pretty amazing. Hey, friends. How come we're having so much flooding all of a sudden? Same places over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Okay, so my buddy George turned me on to a website called Windy, number eight. Oh, I know, conspiracy theory. Hey, can you look up in the damn sky and see what's going on? What do you mean, conspiracy theory? There it is, website Windy. It shows you all the weather that's going on. I'm not going to walk you through it, but over here on the side, there's a menu. Right now, see, wind is black because they're showing us the wind. Now, if you click on temperatures, Spencer, go ahead and click on
it. Hit satellite.
Hit satellite, George says. Hit satellite. Where is that? Right there. Oh.
There's at the bottom of the screen, there's a horse. There's a turtle, a rabbit, and a horse. Hit the horse and then hit the play button. The play button's the bottom left. That one. Now hit the horse, the one on the right. And you can see I didn't raise my hand, I'm sorry.
You can see exactly where
they're generating the weather. Type in Gwen Towers, capital G.
Are you getting ahead of? Slow down, George. Slow down. Okay, so here we're seeing the clouds. Go back here a little bit. Look at the storm pop up over Ohio. Come on, look at all of a sudden out of nowhere. Poof! We got a storm. What's going on? Okay, George, what else did you want to say?
Okay, thank you. So you can type in, they're using the 5G towers are not for communication. They're for their weapon system. The Gwen towers, type in capital G, period, capital W, period, capital E, period, capital N, period. Gwen towers. And then NEXRAD, NEXRAD. And then the dual Doppler 10.
Hey, George, we're on page one. Don't take us to page 100. We're on page one, okay?
Okay.
So they're creating these, folks.
Yes,
this is
are.
Weather manipulation. This is being created. Now, what George is trying to do is he's trying to give you an overview of what's on this website, okay? But if you just go back to that website, windy.com, you're going to see the weather manipulation that's taking place. Look at that storm blowing up again, right? Blowing up again, same places over and over and over. Am I doing okay, George? Windy.com. Chemtrails. Hey, what if there is conspiracy theory, a combination of chemtrails and cell towers? What if cell towers are heating up the chemtrails and what's in the chemtrails? Oh, this is conspiratorial. Creating and directing weather. Folks, you ever seen anything like what's happened to us weather-wise? Down in North Carolina and South Carolina, the hurricanes. And we think these are just happening by accident. There are floods all across the world. Why? A lot of reasons. There'll be a lot of people hungry. There'll be a lot of people hungry. Can't grow stuff. Go ahead, George. And I'm going to let somebody else in. Go ahead. George's son. Craig, come on in.
Hey, Spencer, go to 733. Click on that Coach Dave link. And go to 49 minutes and 15 seconds. I was trying to tell people this 6 years ago, Coach.
Yeah.
April 28th, 2020. That's 6 years ago.
Boy, I had a shorter beard then, didn't I? Go ahead. Just kidding.
But
get extreme weather in all categories. Has that been happening? Yes. Hot, record hots, record colds. Do you know just last week, last Sunday, they put out a heat advisory in Arizona for 107 degrees. Now, does that happen? You know, you can't take individual points and make, you know, a big doctrine out of it. But what you do is you see this globally, and we'll talk about that in a second. So you have record hot, record cold. You have record drought. If you want to, the best way to understand, well, every time you hear unprecedented, okay, that term is getting used a lot now. You have record rain, where you get half a year amount of rain in one event. You get multiple 500 to 1,000 year floods, which we had.
You can stop it right there. I mean, you can go back and link on this and watch it.
What, hang on a minute. Hey, Michelle, walk outside and see if there's any chemtrails in the sky this morning. Go ahead.
No, but what I was trying to tell people is if you don't understand the sun, how it operates, how patterns do it, now, are the metals that they're putting in the atmosphere, are they affecting it? You're doggone right they are, because guess what? When you have electromagnetic influences and you have metal, I think that's how you get shocked. I think we have copper wire, okay? Oh, wow, just got a big thunder boom where I'm at. Maybe the Lord's giving me a
blessing. Hey, Craig, could this have anything to do with why we're having underground cities?
Well, yes, okay. So, unfortunately, you know, the Luciferians understand how God has done judgments in the past.
The who?
The Luciferians.
Oh, so there's organized people. Okay, I get it. Go ahead.
They're trying to keep.
You mean that? Wait, I'm sorry. You mean the devil has a team?
Well, he was there during Noah's flood.
Okay.
He kind of understood how God rolls. Okay. I mean, yeah. God used drought 13 times in the Old Testament. Okay. Remember Elijah? He says, hey, there's a black cloud coming. It's going to be raining after the 450 prophets of Baal.
Why?
So, but anyways, there's
no chemtrails. My wife said no chemtrails.
People can go to that link and watch. Okay. This has to do about global events. The sun's part of it. There's a reason that the sun's mentioned in the book of Revelation.
Okay. Hang on a second. Folks, listen to me. Are you looking at me? Maybe your pastor won't tell you this, but the devil's got a team. You understand that? Do you understand that for, I don't know, my whole lifetime, our pastors have been telling us, don't mix politics and religion. So Christians have left politics, and the devil's team is running politics. And we're shocked. We're shocked. God bless America. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic of America, one nation under God. Folks, there's a coup. There's been a coup in America. Why has it been a coup? Well, it wasn't even really a coup. The church just said, sorry, we're out of here. See ya, we're out of here. Well, not yet, but we'll be out of here soon. This isn't our home. We're sick. We're freaking sick. Fred Hans, come on in, Fred. We're freaking sick.
Yes, sir. You were saying about cell towers. There is a website, and I'll have to look it up. They monitor the transmission from the cell towers. And every night about 9 o'clock, they go absolutely crazy.
Really?
And it shows the radiation that comes off of those. I'll have to look that up and see if I can't get it to you here.
Sometime. All right, Fred. Thanks, man. Hey, folks. Okay, wait, can I go another direction for you real quick? Can I do that? Let me do that. Pull up that email from Samia. It says they're spraying newer toxins over. Pull that up there. Pull that up. Huh? Are you sitting down? Exclusive. They're spraying newer toxins over the outbreak Amish counties in Pennsylvania. You know, hey. Measles breakout. We got a measles breakout. Let's spray something here and kill the measles. Especially in those Amish who don't take shots. Oh, yeah. There it is. They're spraying neurotoxins over the Amish in Pennsylvania so they don't get the measles. I wish I was making it up. What they spray over Amish communities. I haven't read all this. I'll put it in the chat. You can read it. What are they spraying? over the Amish. Exclusive. Pennsylvania told Amish families that they were in a measles emergency. Anybody out there ever have the measles? Did you die from the measles? Help me out here. At the same time, a state-linked mosquito program was fogging an outbreak county with Aqua Duet, whose own safety sheet says, harmful if inhaled. Hey, the devil's running America, folks. Devil's running America. And so we kind of have an option here. We can sit home and watch him run it. We'll pray for the rapture to get out of here. Or we can stand up and push back. Susie, come on in here. I'm done. Put all this stuff in the chat. And all those freaking idiots that you run around saying, well, they're just contrails. They're just folks, they're leading electromagnetic particles in the atmosphere that they're using to direct weather. Now, you can believe that or you cannot. That is going on. Geoengineering Watch, number 4. Pull that up there, Spencer. This is a video, number 4. This is a video you should all watch, where Dane Whittington explains the full-length climate engineering documentary. Do you see it, Spencer, number 4? There it is. Put that website in the chat for those of you who get your head out from under your pillows, under your covers. The dimming, telling you exactly what's going on with geoengineering. It's a devil, folks. It's a freaking devil. Come on in, Susie.
It's heavy metals that also help poison us.
Oh, boy, huh?
Also,
cancer. I wonder if cancer in those heavy metals.
Right, right. And then also, that's our whole problem. We pledge our allegiance to everything but God.
We do. Christians in particular, right, Susie? Those of us who are supposed to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world, we fall in line just like those other monkeys. Just follow right along, whatever the government says. Whatever the government says. Right? And then we want to sit back. We live under a nation. Come on now, where you live right now, I would say this. What percentage of Christian leadership do you have in your local town, in your local county? Openly, bold Christian men, Christian women in positions of authority. 2%, 5%? Maybe you got a real Christian town, 20%? 70% of the community is Christian and 10% of the population, huh? Really? Really? I ain't done yet. Hang on. I'm gonna bang you real good while I can. Pull up for me. You just flashed on it. We'll connect the dots for you. They want to keep you busy and poor. Pull up Ohio taxes. Pull it up. You ready? You looking at this? In 2024, Ohio collected $116 million in alcohol taxes, $750 million in cigarette taxes, $2.4 billion in commercial activity taxes, $204 million in financial institute taxes, $330 million in casino taxes, $3 million in horse racing taxes, $10 billion in individual income taxes. There it is. Render unto Caesar that which is Caesar. All right. Catch my breath. Morning,
Coach.
Somebody.
Coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, I beg to differ here. You know, I think I hear a lot of talk, and I think it's just part of the enemy psyop. But the reason why this stuff is happening is because of all the innocent blood and fornication going on in America. It's God's
Boom.
Curse.
Amen.
It's degenerating the word of God and the processes of God that, that's in the will of God. And all this stuff is just a distraction, a decoy, so people won't own up to the real cause. They blame it on all kinds of other things. Anytime someone come up with a reason, another reason that's somewhat plausible or terrible, that's it. No, you got to obey God.
It's stop judgment of God, right? Stop murdering babies. Stop murdering babies.
Sodomizing
when's the last
people.
Sermon you heard in your church on murdering babies? When's the last one you heard? Real quickly, I got to get this in there, Carl. Pull up experimental deaths, lady Spencer. Pull that one up there real quick. Huh? You ready? This is Dr. Rima Libau, and she warns that now they use nanotech within the vaccines. Huh? They're putting something in the vaccines to induce play it.
You're a cockroach. The horrifying videos that you've seen of people who suddenly die by planking, by just falling over in one piece. Typically, they either look around in perplexity because they're obviously hearing and experiencing something and they're looking for the source, or they don't do that, but they just suddenly die in one piece. It's the mother walking the baby in the baby stroller. It's the guy buying food at the fast food window. It's the person walking down the street. It's the Arab diplomat speaking to a bunch of poobahs, and as he turns around to celebrate somebody, he simply falls over backward in one piece. Well, I'm a doctor, and let me tell you that people don't die by falling over in one piece. I believe that the nanotechnology that has been injected into them causes the voluntary muscles, the striated muscles, to go into a spasm when they're hit with a pulsed microwave 5G signal. Exactly. That's the kind of death we're talking about. And you notice that the arms and legs go out stiffly. The muscles that move your body are striated muscles, voluntary muscles, but you have another striated muscle. It's your heart. And so if you're hit with an energy pulse that causes you to go into total spasm, as this boy on the screen has gone into total spasm, your heart is also going into total spasm. I believe that these are experimental deaths to see if the pulsed microwave 5G system, soon to be replaced by the 6G system, is effective in eliminating those who are targeted for that elimination. And you will watch as this man goes into a complete spasm. This is not how people ordinarily die. This is induced death. This is part of the experimental program to which you notice her arm is extended. She's in spasm. Her heart, I believe, has been placed into spasm as well. Now, if they're willing to do this to us, what else are they willing to do to us? To them, you're a cockroach.
Hey, hey. All those who hate me love death. You understand? See, we ain't playing tiddlywinks, folks. The devil. Joe Allen, come on in.
Hey, there's hope yet with this geoengineering. It's not winter time yet. Wait till that hits.
Amen. Hey, folks. Now, don't send me any emails telling me, Coach, it's just contrails. Hey, look, you're dumber than a freaking rock. You're dumber. You are stupider. You are nothing more than just a program fool. Don't send me one of those damn emails. Don't send it to me. Don't send it to me. Come on in, Trent.
Well, now I have three things. I had a military pilot tell me that, and he was dead serious about it. Tell me, no, it's just contrails. The second, you know, helicopter pilot. But the second thing, and they get all the shots, you know what I mean? They get,
yep.
And they're okay with it until COVID, you know, that kind of woke them up. But these deaths are probably the Bluetooth signal from your vaccination. That we were seeing.
You mean all those vaccinations they made people take might have some type of something in it that's going to not only kill them immediately but impact them. Wow, I never thought of that, Trent.
And then you're I have a VA nurse that told me yesterday that their protocol during all this was to get that shot in people's arms. No matter if they consented or not, and even if they consented to the flu shot to get that COVID vaccine into their arm. She told me that yesterday face-to-face in Enterprise, Alabama. Amen.
So in other words, they're going to put the COVID vaccine in a smallpox vaccine. They're going to mix them together, and you're not even knowing that you're going to get it. They're going to mix it in there, and they're going to shoot it in you. Against your, is that, help me out, is that informed consent? Would you guys consider that informed consent? Now, here's a question we have to ask. Do our elected officials know this is going on? Wait a minute. You mean to tell me there are elected officials, 535 of them, and they don't know? They don't know? And could it be that if they stick their head up, it's whack-a-mole? If they stand up and speak up, it's whack-a-mole? You know what a whack-a-mole is, right? Huh? Hey, Spencer, for those who don't, find a whack-a-mole. Find a whack-a-mole video. Hmm? This is what happens to them. They scare you in, huh? Whack-a-mole. This is you. If you stand up, they're going to whack you. Can you play a video? Is there a video of a whack-a-mole? You guys know what a whack-a-mole is, right? They pop up. Boom. Somebody smacks you. Boom.
We have here.
You keep your mouth shut. Yeah, whack-a-mole. George is saying it's whacking. Steve saying it's whacking. Mark Trump saying it's whacking. It happens in your church. Whacking. Whack-a-mole America. That's where we are. I got 5 minutes left. Somebody come on in. 5 minutes. I have 5 minutes left.
You're trying to tell me that little old Trent in Alabama knew this stuff was going on, but our elected politicians don't know anything about
it? Come on, Trent. Hey, Trent, you think your pastor knows? Huh?
They probably keep their heads so low, Coach. They don't. I mean, that's the sad thing.
No, Trent, that's not it. They're looking for the rapture. They just get up and they look for the sky to break because they're going to be out of here. Hell with everybody else. Me and mine and ours, we're going to be out of here. I mean, it's occupy till I come. Very simple question. Have we done that? Have we done that? And could it be that everything's looking so bad because we ain't occupying? Could that be it? So, Coach Dave, that's why I'm going to New York. So I'm going to go. Because I'm not going to sit back and point and say, somebody ain't doing this and somebody ain't doing that. I'm going to go do it. People say, oh, it's dangerous. Yeah, no shit. Messing with the New World Order. Yeah. Hey, the bishop told you what was going on. The Catholic bishop told you who the people were. The New World Order. He told you who they were. Now they want to give you a universal basic income. Yes, Master. Yes, Master. It's unbelievable. And so what we say is, well, Coach, it's just a sign of the end times. Really? Really? I thought Jesus was coming back for a glorious, victorious church. One without spot or wrinkle. Spencer, Google that because there are people out there who think I'm lying. Jesus is coming back for a victorious, glorious church. That's in the scriptures. Where is it? that'll pop up. Where is that? Ephesians. Huh? Christ cleanses and presents church himself without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. Believers are given victory over sin and death through Jesus. Fulfillment, not defeat. Huh? Oh, yeah. Huh? Holy. God's placed all things under his feet, including chemtrails, including wicked government, including education, including food, everything under his feet. Now, somebody help me out here. And he appointed him as head over everything for the church. So if his feet, if he is over them, why isn't his body in control? See you tomorrow.